taking a trip out to L.A. Tooting along in my Chevrolet. I was talking on a number and digging on the radio. Just as I crossed that Mississippi line, I heard that highway start to wind. I knew that left rear tire was just about to go. Well, the spare was flat and I got up tight, cause there wasn't a filling station in sight. So I just limped on down the shoulder on the rim. I went as far as I could, and when I stopped the car, it was right in front of this little bar, kind of a redneck-looking joint called the Dewdrop Inn. Stuffed my hair up under my hat, went in and told the bartender I'd have had a flat, and he'd be kind enough to give me change for a one. Well, there was one thing I was sure proud to see. There wasn't a soul in the place except for him and me, and he just looked disgusted and pointed toward the telephone. Well, I called up a station down the road a ways and said, well, he ain't very busy today. We can have somebody there in just about 10 minutes or so. Said, now you just stay right where you're at. And I didn't bother to tell the darn fool that I sure as hell didn't have any place else to go. Some guy walked in and said, who owns that car with the gun racks, the mag wheels, and four on the floor? Well, he looked at me and I damn near died, and I decided that I'd just wait outside. So I laid a dollar on the bar and I hit it for the door. Just when I thought I'd get out of there with my skin, these five big dudes come strolling in with this one old drunk chick and some fella with green teeth. I was almost the door when the biggest one said, you tip your hat to this lady, son. When I did, all that hair fell out from underneath. Now, the last thing I wanted was to get in a fight in Jackson, Mississippi on a Saturday night, especially when there were six of them and only one of me. But they all started laughing. I got to feeling sick. I knew I'd better think of something pretty quick, but I just reached out and kicked old Green Teeth right in the knee. Now, he let out a yell that'll curl your hair, but before he could move, I grabbed me a chair and said, watch it, folks, because he's a thoroughly dangerous man. Well, you may not know it, but this man's a spy. He's an undercover agent for the FBI, and he's been sent down here to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. He was still bent over, holding on to his knee, but everybody else is looking and listening to me, and I just laid it on thicker and heavier as I went. I said, would you believe this man has gone as far as tearing Reagan stickers off the bumpers of cars, and he voted for Jimmy Carter for president. He's a friend of them long-haired, hippie-type, pink old fags. I bet you he's even got a commie flag tacked up on the wall inside of his garage. He's a snake in the grass, I can tell you guys, and he may look dumb, but that's just a disguise. He's a mastermind in the ways of espionage. They all started looking real suspicious at him, and he jumped up and said, now just wait a minute, Jim, you know he's lying. I've been living here all of my life. Well, I'm a faithful follower of Brother John Birch, and I belong to the Antioch Baptist Church, and I ain't even got a garage you can call home and ask my wife. Then he started saying something about the way I was dressed, but I didn't stay around to hear the rest, because I was too busy moving, hoping I didn't run out of luck. When I hit the ground, I was making tracks, and they were just taking my car down off the jacks. I blew the man a 20 and jumped in, fired that butt up. You know, Mario Andretti would have sure been proud of the way I was moving when I passed that crowd coming out that door, head toward me in a trot. Well, I knew I should have gone ahead and run, but somehow I just couldn't resist the fun of chasing them all just once around the parking lot. Well, they headed for the cars, I hit the gas, spun around, I headed them off in the pass. I was slinging gravel and putting a ton of dust in there. I had them all out there stepping and fetching like their heads were on fire and their asses were catching, but I figured I better go ahead and split before the cops got there. When I hit that road, I was really wheeling, had gravel flying and rubber squealing. I didn't slow down till I was almost to Arkansas. But I think I'm going to reroute my trip. I wonder if anybody would think I'd flip if I went to L.A. by Omaha. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Here's Tommy Crane in a Tennessee song off of our Knight Rider album. This is called Franklin Limestone. Let's hit it. Thank you, Comeback. Appreciate it. Our Knight Rider album. This is called the Birmingham Blues. I let a false-hearted woman make a fool out of me. All I got left now is a bad case of Birmingham blues. The day's all right. I can't take these L.A. nights. Place is a jungle when the man's on his own. Wish I could go home. Birmingham blues. The day's all right. I can't take these hell at night. Place is a jungle and a man's only alone. Got to go home. Birmingham blue. I wish I could go home. like the Birmingham Blues. All I got left is a bad case of the Birmingham Blues. McCray and the song off our Saddle Cramp album. This is called Cumberland Mountain Number 9. Thank you. corn. There's frost on cooking slaws right down to the bone. We're lucky we still got broken road. Going there to here is almost out of hope. Don't you go off a flaming pie, you know it ain't his fault. One time when life was fine, someone found the wine. Cumberland Mountain, number 9. That still was the best damn still that he ever did make. You wouldn't stand for nothing less, the best whiskey they could make. Last fall we stored it all, filled a limestone mine. Cumberland Mountain, number 9. Kept the brew running smooth along the Thunder Road. Way back down in Bear Tree Gap, the devil's juice flowed fine. Cumberland Mountain, number 9. The FBI and the TBI have bothered us for years. Eventually, they got the scent and nabbed us by the ears. The man said, son, I'll blow up everything between your ears. You got to face my 20 years. Winter comes change, spring brings rain. Lord, we run, you still say. Now from this shell, I'm a star.
Don McCrane, thank you. Thank you.
We sure have enjoyed playing here for you folks tonight. It's always good to come to Long Island. We'd like to close our set with a song off our Midnight Wind album. This is called Redneck Fiddling Man. Thank you. till the sun goes down, then all the people come from miles around. Hear a little four-piece band. There's a doghouse bass and a kid on the drum. Then a guitar picker just as hot as it comes. And up steps a man with a bow on his thumb, fiddle in his hand. But he tunes up the fiddle and he rolls up the bow. And he plays old tune called Cotton Eye Joe. And they dance all night on the hardwood floor to the redneck fiddling man.
Good times go.
Came by with a belly full of liquor and the devil in her eye. And he said, old man, you're way out of style because you don't play rock and roll. But he picked up his fiddle, his style and easy. Played a little rock just as pretty as your peas. And he bent down, turned around, knocked to the knees. Played a little mountain soul. Then he tightened up his bow and he made another pass. Started playing Sally Gooden, kind of rowdy and fast. And then he played a little blues, played a little jazz. That's a show if he could do it all.
Good times go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for coming tonight. Too far away from here. Half at the cabin, the little star beer with a little bit of it is quite all right for me. Well, they call it Texas, it's about a fine place to be. From Texas, Arkansas, El Paso, and Oklahoma, I know Mexico, where there's Houston, Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. People in Texas sure do make you feel at home. With a little bit of southern sound. Kick up the hills every evening when the sun goes down. You call them country and they don't care. And if you don't like the way they wear their hair, you take your lights and shove them on up the line. People in Texas don't care if the sun don't shine. Thank you. You do us honor. We appreciate it. Thank you. We'd like to dedicate this next song to Dwayne Allman and Barry Oakley and Elvis Presley and Ronnie Van Zant. Thank you. we love you. Good night. Okay.
Woo! All right, thank you. We got a new album that's going to be out pretty soon. It's called Coast to Coast. This is kind of a special song off of it. We'd like to send it out especially to the Charlie Daniels Band and Road Crew, especially to everybody in here for coming out tonight. We appreciate it.
So, one, two.
Kind of a self-explanatory song. It's called Homegrown. Thank you very much. We'd like to do one more for you and tell you we sure appreciate you being here, and we've had fun. Hope you have. All right, this is a song off of our first album. It's not quite this long, but we like to jam. Maybe somebody show up to jam with us. Who knows? This is a song called I Can't Help It, I Can't Love You Anymore.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're great. Thanks. Listen, let me get some announcements out of the way so we can get some music up here, okay? First off, the shows that are coming that are going to be produced by Tony Ruffino and Larry Vaughn in association with Gary Rogers. May 19th. Acoustic Jorma Kekkonen here at the Suffolk Forum. May 26th, The Outlaws. Special guests on the show, Wet Willie. June 2nd at the Nassau Coliseum, Foghat. June 10th here at the Suffolk Forum, Richie Blackmore's Rainbow and REO Speedwagon. All right, everybody in front is really being pushed kind of tight. So if you could back up a little, they'll all be a lot more comfortable up here. There's plenty of room, you know, just back up a little. We're about to go live on the radio all over Long Island and New York City. Hold it. Let me get off here. Hold on. Listen, we just want you to know what a privilege it is to have all of you and Charlie Daniels on the radio with us. Thank you. We'll be going in a few minutes.
Thank you.
that by the swamp last night and put your hoochie coo on me. Back by you. It's good to be with you this evening. Y'all are one of our favorite audiences in the whole world, and it's good to be back with you. Welcome to all you folks here at Suffolk Forum and all our folks listening out on our old friend WLIR. I think this is the 10th time we've done this. So sit back, relax, let's have a good one. Here's Taz, a song called Jitterbug.
Scare the letters off my highway sign. These bricks bearing East Benny's in a Jackson Diamond Road, Thunderbird wide. Candy's Matt Michaels and a Money Bow. Russell on chalk business and a Mary Jackson. He did a bar, keeps moving, don't set still.
Here's a song off that Fire in the Mountain album. This is called Trudy. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Here's a song off our Midnight Wind album. This was a single. It's called Maria Teresa. Marina Martinez is waiting in old Mexico. Thank you. Thank you. Here's the title song off of one of our epic albums. This is called Saddle Tramp. Thank you. We appreciate it. Bless your heart. Thank you. We'd like to remind the folks listening to us on the radio that they're listening to WLIR. Here's an old T-Bone Walker song we've been jamming the last couple of nights. We'd like to do it for you. It's called Stormy Monday Blues.
Call it Stormy Monday. Tuesday just as bad. On Friday and Saturday I go out and I pay. Eagle flies on Friday, Saturday church, get down on my knees and I pray.
Lord, this is what I say.
Thank you.
We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for coming. We love you, Long Island. Good night. Thank you.